you know, there is obviously lap time.
And we're going to wrap up our availability here with our Championship Four drivers with Kyle Busch, driver the number 18 M&M's Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Raise your hand if you have a question for Kyle.
Can't be much more to talk about. See y'all every day.
Go to Bob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. What do you think of the decision to have practice instead of qualifying, and do you feel like there's any implications to just not having qualifying?
I thought with the way the schedule was and the way that it was laid out for compromise, it was the best thing to do. So I think practice over qualifying was for sure a good idea, just for the field and kind of the unknown with everything that's coming into this weekend, to have a shot to work on your race car instead of just going out there blind and trying to run as fast as you can for a qualifying lap. So, overall, it's kind of what I would have done, I guess.
Starting on where you're starting versus chance for the pole,
get
that on track.
Yeah, I mean, could we qualify later and then swap back over? I mean, it would be a mess, I guess, I'm sure, for the crew chiefs in the garage and everything that they've got going on to qualify after the Xfinity race or something like that. But there's a big championship celebration and everything that's going to be happening, so just time limited, I guess. We'll start the way it starts. I think it's kind of I guess it's good the way that it all laid out. Denny got his pole from last year back for this year, so I think he's back even.
Christian
Coley of frontstretch.com. Last night the team won the owner's championship. Do you feel like that kind of gives you any momentum, honestly, in your mind that, hey, we won a championship already this weekend, we can do it again?
Man, I wish it worked that way. You know, people could say that it kind of did in 2015 when Eric Jones won the truck championship for us and we were able to go out there and win a championship. But I think I remember Christopher Bell winning a championship in 16 for us, and that didn't bode so well. It didn't work, so it didn't matter. So I don't think there's any consolation there.
Good, next to Nate.
Hey, Ryan, NBC Sports. Kyle, after being out there with the lower horsepower, high downforce for the first time, what's your assessment? Kevin and Martin both said that it's like mile and a half tracks this year. It's hard to trail other cars, so you're probably going to have to be versatile, be able to run bottom, middle, top. But also, you might not be able to slide the car and lose momentum as much. So your reaction to all of that?
It's kind of what we all expected. It's got some similarities to some other characteristics of vehicles that I've driven here over the course of my career. So kind of think back to some of that and how that all kind of went down and worked out. There was definitely times there in practice I tried to get behind people to kind of feel that out and see what was going to happen. It's I'd say as close to the characteristics of traffic as we've had the rest of the year.
Down here to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Kyle, kind of building on what Christian was talking about a minute ago, do you feel like there's any disadvantage momentum-wise for you coming in here? Because it's one race to win a championship, does it really matter all that much what you did before now?
I don't know. I'll let you know and probably 30 hours. I guess the way I look at it is we kind of came in here as the underdog in 15 and wasn't necessarily favored. Many thought that we shouldn't even have been eligible. And so we went out there and stomped their ass and won the deal. So what can you do for me now? This is the way it goes.
Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Kyle, typically the upper starts or the start restarts, the bottom lane doesn't maybe wind up as well. With this package, does the bottom line have a better chance, or is it still, if you're in the top lane, you're going to be able to control and dictate things?
I think it depends on where the leader restarts. If the leader chooses the bottom and takes the bottom, I think the bottom will roll. If the leader chooses the outside and takes the outside, I think the top will roll a spot. Too hard to predict right now, but if you're third or if you're fourth, if you're third and the guy goes off in the corner in front of you and really hugs that line and doesn't give you any air, you're screwed. And then if the guy on the outside kind of hugs the guy on the inside, then if you're in fourth, you're screwed because there's just no air. There's no you got to have a middle ground. There's got to be separation for air to be able to get to the front of your car. So, you know, looking at this race today isn't going to tell you anything about what our race is going to look like tomorrow.
It doesn't change your thought process on picking the lead or what lane you might take.
It does. Yeah.
Go here to the back, right behind you.
Hey, what's up, Kyle? I'm Colby Covington. I'm getting ready for a UFC title fight next month, and I just kind of wanted to hear some advice from you, like what your mindset is going into a championship race.
Don't give a shit about who you're fighting. Go kick their ass.
I like that, bro. Kick some ass tomorrow.
Feelings aside.
And on that note, Kyle, thanks for joining us. All right, good luck tomorrow night.
Hope it works for you.